Citizens for Clean Air raised money to fight the October 2014 initiative with an Alaska Public Offices Commission registered campaign organization. But the group's Jimmy Fox says the opposition is taking a different approach this year.
This fall, Citizens for Clean Air has no intent to develop an APOC group, but will be sharing information with the community, with their neighbors.
Following the defeat of last year's ballot proposition, the Borough Assembly crafted and approved an ordinance establishing new air quality control measures, and Fox says that's representative of public sentiment on the issue.
You couldn't have a more publicly, locally driven solution to the problem than what the Assembly did after that ballot initiative was defeated last fall.
Many health studies confirm the danger of breathing smoke, but wood is also a primary heating fuel in the Fairbanks area, and the resulting emissions regularly pollute local areas beyond Environmental Protection Agency air standards. Fox says those in favor of local regulation have momentum in a battle he describes as no longer between extremist factions.
The people in the middle that really had not been engaged in the past are now becoming aware. They're seeing the impacts to their own children, to their neighbors' children, to their friends' family, and they're engaged now. The middle is engaged, and when the middle's engaged, logic and reason prevail.
The borough ordinance incorporates a range of measures, including a smoke opacity standard and the potential for localized wood burning bans affecting individuals with alternate heat sources. One of the sponsors of this October's ballot proposition, Assemblymember Lance Roberts, says it's specifically tailored to protect the use of EPA-certified wood stoves, regardless of air quality conditions.
What the borough came up with was an ordinance that actually ends up doing burn bans on the stoves they gave out in the wood stove changeout program. So now all the people who got those stoves and people who bought stoves not using the changeout program but bought them to meet borough standards will now have to go through burn bans this winter. If they have an alternate source of heat, they'll have to use that, costing them hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars.
Roberts, who's co-sponsoring the initiative with State Representative Tammy Wilson, says it additionally takes aim at two other ordinance provisions.
The second point in the initiative is that it stops anonymous complaints and drive-by complaints. You know, everyone knows what happens when you have anonymous complaints and how that can be used against people. But when I say that, somebody, if their kid was going to school in an area, they could file a complaint. That would be fine. And then the third thing the initiative does is we take the borough out of the real estate business and we say that people don't need to do real estate disclosures based on their home heating device.
Roberts and Wilson say there are so far no groups registered to raise funds on behalf of the initiative. Those for and against the air quality ballot proposition plan to have informational booths at the upcoming Tanana Valley State Fair. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.